To the editor. The 126th Powassan Agricultural Society Fall Fair was September 2nd and 3rd. We are in District No. 11 and we encourage you to visit any of the 16 fairs in this district. Check out www.ontariofairs.com for every agricultural fair in Ontario. There are over 210 yearly fairs in Ontario, divided into 15 districts. Our parade was Saturday morning featuring the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 453 Colour Party, the Rorab Shriners and Legion, Branch 23 Pipe and Drums. Thanks to local dignitaries for riding in the parade, Powassan Mayor Peter McIsaac, Nipissing Township Mayor Tom Piper, Matthew Sukram representing MP Anthony Rota and Councillor Irene Smith representing Callander. Saturday's music was by the amazing Tim Burr Country. We had free inflatables, a rock wall, waxed hands, and a scavenger hunt for the kids. Our heavy draft horses put on a great show with Mark Fisher's team pulling 7,000 pounds. In second was Gerald Webcomigod, third Brandon Parsons, fourth Mark Carrier. Thanks also to Clinton Parsons, Kevin McCleary and Renee Carswell. New this year was a wonderful petting farm, LJ Rabbitry and Homestead. It was enjoyed by all. We had all the traditional agricultural fall fair competitions in the Big Red Barn. Homecrafts, such as quilting, sewing, knitting, and crocheting. Culinary, including breads, pies, canning and preserves. Also flowers, fruits and vegetables, field crops, etc. It's always wonderful to see all the junior exhibitors work. Did you know that all fairs must hire a certified OAAS judge to judge all those exhibits? We don't just let anyone come and decide. If you are interested in being a judge, go here. We had the dairy farmers with an information booth also. Our poultry and rabbit show had quite a few competitors. We had great items in the penny sale too. Sunday music started with Gord Reed and then the Gibbings Family Band entertained for the afternoon. Our new event, the Grow a Chick program, was a great success. The Almaguin Hatchery Community Program came Sunday with their cutting-edge mobile hatching trailer and talked about healthy walleye stocks in our local waters. We had an abundance of vendors this year. Tickled Teals was back all weekend doing face painting and balloon animals. Heatwave Blacksmithing was here for 2 days and put on a great show, demonstration of an old art. Our main event, the Demolition Derby, was as well attended as last year, but we were a little more prepared this time with more gates open and an e-transfer choice. Yes, we know we need more bleachers. We are a registered charitable organization, so we'd gladly accept bleacher donations. Thank you to Maple Aerial Photography for the great drone shots of the grounds and derby action. Derby results. Compact. First Tyler Boissonneau, second Greg Imhoff, third Noah Sullivan full size, first Kevin Godine, second Justin Magina, third Jesse Bonley Van, first Bruce Bryan, second Mike Mansfield. We want to thank all our volunteers who make this all come together every year. You are greatly appreciated. We could not do what we do without all our sponsors and every business and individual who donates. You make it possible to keep having the fair and our events, so we are very grateful. Thanks also to all our exhibitors who fill the barn every year. Finally, thank you to all our patrons who come to the fair. We try our best to bring you an affordable family event. We are looking forward to our 127th Agricultural Fall Fair. Always Labor Day weekend, Isabel Tops Powassan.